everybody. Welcome again. This is another Saturday, and welcome to Deanne Burley Live here on Late Night with Deanne on RBNLive, .com, that is. We're also on Truth Radio Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. We're in Internet Chat Radio now, which is also simulcast with every one of these broadcasts out of Buenos Aires, and I'd like to thank Claudia Nelson for this. She's an international journalist working for the Patriot Cause, and again, we got a lot of things here to talk about, a lot of things going on. For one, I want to announce here, everybody needs to hear this, and we need to act on it. I started doing what I needed to do, and I hope you all do the same. I got very angry because the gas prices went to $3.76 a gallon for premium gas in the Chicagoland area. I saw it at one of the gas pumps, and I said, oh, my God, in another week, $4. Another 2 weeks, $5. No rhyme or reason of this. So I went to Office Max, took a crayon, but no, I took a marker, and I just penned in gas strike. I heard this was going on, and I'm supporting it. Gas strike on May 15th. We need not to buy any gas on May 15th. And I'll tell the reason why this is a very important issue. Just think about the fact that you go to the pump, and you pump all this gas out of the gas station. Now imagine if nobody goes to the gas pump and pumps any gas out. That means that the gas that's in the station is going to be overabundant, and the gas in the transported vehicles that come there to load up more gas will not be able to get rid of its load. So that's going to float around, and it's going to cause them a problem, a headache, because there's no way that they can contain and store this gas elsewhere, and it disrupts those truck drivers. This is the chain reaction of what happens if we do the right thing. If we hold off for not only the 15th, but also continue this the 16th and 17th, if we did this for 3 days throughout the nation, no purchase of gas anywhere, period. If we did that for 3 days, it affects the option market. Why does it affect the option market? Because the option market goes, if a product is sold, if it goes up and down in price, sideways, as long as there's movement in that, there is money to be had. If there is no movement, meaning no sales, no purchase, nothing, and everything's stagnant, for 3 days, that market will be affected. Well, imagine. 3 days, if we don't buy any gasoline, we're affecting also them storing and moving and transporting gas. We're destroying the situation of them being able to get money on the option market off of our woes. And then what we have done is collectively done the correct thing and acted as patriots to the United States to say, hey, we're the ones that you are seeking our money for your products and services. So therefore, you have to give us service that we want at the price we can afford. May 15th, don't buy any gas. Go in, write notes, pass it on to everybody. We're not doing it. We've got to be strong here on this. We'll be back after this break on the Deanne Burley Show Live.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all, Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Here on RBN Live, and I'm your host, Deanne Burley, on Late Night with Deanne. Callers, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Also, if you want to email me, it's DANNE.BURLEY@gmail.com. Mailing address is 450 Rogers Street, 2E, Downers Grove, Illinois, 60515. Again, 450 Rogers Street, Suite 2E, Downers Grove, Illinois, 60515. Also, if you want to call me, you can, 630-930-9782, 630-930-9782, or 630-812-0171, 630-812-0171. Now, I'm going to bring my co-host up in a few minutes, John Anastasis, and my special guest, but I wanted to read something I got over last week from a friend of mine down there in Utah, Wednesday, May 9, 2007, in Salt Lake City. Attorney, Jesse Trudeau, said that in his investigation into his brother's murder, let's say, August 1995, he died in jail, and it seems as though he was roughed up and possibly murdered by those that jailed him, that were holding him in a federal lockup. He basically ran across some information that is very pertinent in regards to the investigation of Kevin Trudeau's death. Jesse Trudeau claims that his brother was killed during an interrogation by the FBI, who thought in a case of missed mistaken identity. He was a suspect in the April 19, 1995 bombing of the Alfred P. Federal Building in Oklahoma City. And it took lives over 168 adults and children. Now, the thing that's a real break in this case is that Jesse Trudeau says that he ran across evidence that the government workers had destroyed documents and had encouraged witnesses to lie about what took place at the instrument of the top Justice Department officials, including the DOJ, Solicitor General, whose job is to police corruption within the DOJ. Now, this just came out, and this is very important because we're having a guest on to talk about things concerning Timothy McVeigh, Oklahoma City. Now, we had a good program on earlier, just before I came on, in regards to mind control and all the things that they do out here and target individuals to turn them into what we say mindless gimps for those that control these mechanisms of corruption. Now, this program is bringing in another bit here that you need to understand. It's basically how these things work, what it is, the insider story of what has happened, that the corruption has gotten so deep that they have to go to the other level that you heard earlier, where they decide to use all types of techniques to mind control and do things to individuals and people all across the United States and the world. Now, again, folks, you know what's paying for this? Your tax dollar, the dollars you got in your pocket, are paying for this torture against patriots and people like yourself. Then, in addition to that, they use the trickery of putting you in a base of corruption with through an IRS, or they put you in a situation where they compromise your family members using policing forces and then putting you to be a thug or something worse so that they can come back and say, well, okay, she's not any good. Why you listen to her? Because what she's saying is like that, but then look at her family. Look at his family. Look what he's doing. But then again, folks, most of that is orchestrated because, again, if they can destroy your credibility, then they're able to destroy the means that will take them down. So the bottom line is that we need to really focus and listen to what's going on from people that are from the inside out know about corruption. I, being a former deputy clerk of a court system and working for some of the biggest Fortune 100 companies in this country, I have seen things you would never, ever believe go on. From working as an accountant, as working as a business developer, as working in the mortgage industry, I have seen the most corrupt upon corrupt. I have worked also programming. I've done many things over 35 years. So what this is Deanne Burley's X-Files. So now I'm going to bring in my co-host, John. John, are you there?
Hey, Deanne, yes.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good. Ran a long day today. I got in at about 10:30, so I got cleaned up at least before the program. So.
Well, that's good. I hope we both stay awake this time. It's usually those late hours. But did you hear the show before we came on?
No, I did not.
It was very interesting. They were talking about the different levels of frequencies and ways that they do mind control. And I suggest that everybody out here get a copy of that because it's very important for people to understand that this is real and this is going on. This is really going on and happening. So I'm going to bring my guest on, my special guest, and I'm going to kind of announce him in this way. He's a patriot. He saw this corruption from a long time ago. He saw what was getting ready to go on, and he started the militia movement, the mindset of men deciding that they were going to be men and they were going to protect their nation no matter what. Now, the thing is, off of this, he has met some people. It would be interesting, I think, to this broadcast. And he's also been involved with many things himself that I would say you need to listen to. Because, see, this is the reason why people are being taken down all over the country. Now, tonight we're going to talk specifically about the issue of Oklahoma City and the issue of Timothy McVeigh. Now, my special guest, Bruce Campbell, was on last week, and he talked about other aspects, but we're going to target in on his knowledge and his connection by talking with the roommate of Timothy McVeigh. And he is a well-known writer. He's been writing for Wren's, and he's been in the Patriot Movement. And I'd like to welcome up Bruce Campbell. Bruce, are you there?
Yes, hi.
Hey, Bruce, how are you doing?
Real good.
Now, I wanted to cover on this broadcast how you met Timothy McVeigh's roommate. How did that come about, and how did you dialogue with him?
Well, in 2001, shortly after the attack on New York there, I'd been out of the movement for a long time because of the destruction of the world, of the Murrah building and the destruction of the militia movement, which I started. And I had a very good friend who was also you know, a freedom fighter such as myself. And he'd kind of dropped out too. But I knew that he had some connections with these guys who I know were involved with the bombing. And I knew that they were using his good name and tricking him to help them. In fact, I knew that he had actually babysat Andres Strassmeyer in Mexico, a guy named Dave Holloway, was involved with Kurt Lyons. Kirk Lyons was kind of the gadfly attorney for the whole right-wing movement at one point. And Strassmeyer targeted Kirk Lyons in the early 1988, and he tried to get close to him. Andreas Strassmeyer was an agent of the German police and military, German Army intelligence. He had supplied weapons to the Red Brigades, Baader-Meinhof, or some of those radicals in Germany as a police sting operation. And then, of course, Louis Freeh went over to Germany when Clinton was president, made a deal with the Germans to work against the American patriots who were corresponding with the guys in Germany. So they decided to do these sting operations. So they sent Andreas Strassmeyer over to the United States to hook up with who they thought was kind of at the center of everything, and that was Kirk Lyons, because he was a lawyer, and he represented some people, a lot of people, across the whole spectrum. So Kirk Lyons was kind of naive, and he assumed that Strassmeyer was on the level. And then this Dave Holloway, who worked with Kirk Lyons in his law firm, kind of like a paralegal, Dave Holloway had been in the Special Forces, which means CIA. You know, people don't realize that the Special Forces, the Green Berets, are not really the U.S. Army. They're the CIA's secret army. Just as the SEAL teams is the CIA's Navy. Gotta go.
I have to stop you for about a few minutes. We're going to break. Our call is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back up right after the station break.
I've found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Sweet dreams are made of the end.
Hi, we're back in the treatment with the end on RBNLive.com. Also, Monday through Friday, Truth Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And, folks, if you want to call in, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I'm going to bring back Bruce. Bruce, hey, you want to start off where you left off before the break?
Yeah, where was I? Strassmeyer. Well, anyway, the thing was that my friend, I said, listen, pal, you know, you've been accused of being involved in the bombing. My own mother assumes that I was involved in the bombing because I said, why would you think that? And she said, well, you mean you started the militia, so the militia did the bombing. I said, no, the government did the bombing to wreck the militia, but it was difficult to explain that. But anyway, I said to my friend, now look, the only way we're going to regain our reputations is to get the guilty guys. I said, now you know Strassmeyer. So, long story short, a guy in Arizona named Brian Quigg knew a man in Chicago, named Alex Magnus. And he persuaded Alex Magnus to bankroll an investigation by my friend and myself of these conspirators who were holed up at this federal rest camp called Elohim City in Muldrow, Oklahoma.
And what time frame did this happen? What year?
You mean the investigation?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it was about a month after 9/11, so it was. I think this was in November of 2001 that I finally decided to come back into the movement, and I persuaded my friend. He said, "Well, I mean, if I do this, I've got to leave the country because I mean, I'm ruined. I'm in terrible trouble." So the idea was that Alex Magnus in Chicago, who was a successful real estate man, I think.
Yeah, I know of him. He helped a lot of people in the Patriot Movement out.
Yes, he did. He helped a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So he agreed to this plan, and then he asked us to come to Chicago and discuss it with him. And then at the last minute, he came down with what turned out to be terminal stomach cancer, I believe, and he was not well. So he asked us to go to Denver and meet with Mike McNulty, the guy who made the famous Waco videotape that showed the actual Delta Force shooting into the church area during the last hour there, and they were shooting people, and you could see all the infrared gun flashes. Anyway, McNulty did a wonderful job. So my friend and I went to Denver. Alex paid for it, and we made a videotape of our plan to investigate Strassmeyer and get him to admit, because he knew my friend. What had happened was directly after the bombing, Strassmeyer was at Elohim City with these other crackpots. Strassmeyer was not a crackpot. He was a highly trained professional spy. And he'd been
what
there.
What government was he working for? Was he a counter agent, or what was he doing?
Well, he was working for the Justice Department. He was working for the FBI. He was on loan from the German government to the United States government. And he came over to infiltrate the movement, and he spent a number of years at Elohim City with these crazy goofballs, these identity guys who, bank robbers and fruitcakes. And he was the chief of security, and he said, he used to say, if we don't bomb something, I'm going to leave. And he'd intimidate the people, and he brought automatic weapons or semi-automatic, rifles into the thing and started training them, making them very militant. So anyway, I asked Kirk Lyons one time, I said, now, tell me, how did Strassmeyer approach you? I mean, how could this guy come to see you and become so close to you? Well, he said he knew I was a Civil War reenactor, so he came over to do the Gettysburg thing, but I couldn't do it that year, so he came back the next year. And so he started going to Civil War reenactments with me. I said, well, that's a good way to get in next to you. You're famous in this country for that. So that's all a guy has to do is tell you he's a Civil War reenactor, and then you're buddies. Then what? Well, he said, then he lived with me. He lived in my house until I got married. And then Dave Holloway put him in Elohim City. Oh, Dave Holloway put him in Elohim City. So, I mean, Dave Holloway, okay. Dave Holloway is the CIA guy, the Special Forces guy, who then it turns out Dave Holloway is an FBI confidential informant working for an agent in Houston, I think, named Robin Hunt or something like that. But Dave Holloway is a government fink. Okay, so Dave Holloway put Strassmeyer at Elohim City. Okay, so then after the bombing, we find out that Dave Holloway took Strassmeyer across the Mexican border, and my friend babysat Strassmeyer on the Mexican side for a couple of days until the German GSG-9, these super hi-fi anti-terrorist guys that flew in. Hello?
Gotcha.
Hello?
We got you. I can hear you.
Okay. The German GSG-9 flew in from Berlin and extracted Strassmeyer from Mexico. Can you hear me?
I hear you. I hear the music coming out, so I'm assuming we've got a break coming up here.
We're getting ready to go to a break, and we'll be right back with Bruce Campbell, and we're talking about Oklahoma City, and we'll be right back after this break. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
And we're back with a special guest, Bruce Campbell, and we're talking about the things that led up to the destruction of the Oklahoma City building and who was involved. Bruce, now tell us more here about this. This is really a very interesting story. Bruce, are you there? Did we lose Bruce?
Can you hear me?
Oh, no, I can. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, we made the videotape for Alex Magnus in Denver, laying out the plan to get Strassmeyer to admit that he was a government agent and he was involved in the bombing. But then Alex Magnus died, so we were unable to go forward with that. So then, to get to the answer to your question, Brian Quigg, the fellow from Phoenix, who was there in Denver with us, he said, "Well, come on down to Arizona, and I'll take you out to see this guy that lives in McVeigh's house, who was his roommate." Well, and I'll introduce you to a lovely lady down here, and who became my wife. So naturally, I went down to meet her, and I was not too interested in going to see McVeigh's house. I mean, I just wasn't part of my agenda. But my future wife and I did reluctantly agree to go with Brian Quigg to Kingman, Arizona. So, I mean, I was kind of unaware of the Kingman angle to McVeigh. I hadn't studied it that deeply, but we did go there, and we went right to this Adobe, old Adobe place out in Golden Valley, which is a kind of a scruffy desert place near Kingman. And there was McVeigh's house, and we drove up to it, and this guy kind of opened the door a crack, and what do you want? And Brian said, well, I'm Brian, remember me? And yeah, what do you want? Well, this is Dr. Robbie, and this is Bruce Campbell. Now, you know, you may have heard of him. So I think it was because Robbie was with us, and he agreed to let us all in. And there began this strange friendship between Robbie and him, and Robbie and me. My wife is a medical doctor, and immediately saw that he has some terrible problems with on his stomach. He has some lesions on his stomach. He told us that he had been he had suffered from Agent Orange poisoning in Vietnam. And well, my wife realized that these were not Agent Orange wounds; they were microwave lesions. So she treated him right then and put some stuff on his abdomen and wrapped it in cellophane. And so she started treating him. Long story short, over the
now,
next.
Where exactly is microwave lesions? Can you explain that to the listener? What that word means?
Well, the government, the police, and the FBI and the CIA and all these alphabet outfits are using microwave weapons against us from time to time. They are just high energy, you know, radio waves that they can direct at you, and it's kind of they call it non-lethal weaponry, but you know, it's very lethal. And it can cook you just like you're in a microwave oven. And so he was being zapped from across the road periodically with these microwaves, and they were burning. He was bloating up, becoming extremely hot, and his skin would actually crack from this horrible experience. And
the microwave thing that they have, I had an attorney in Hinsdale point one of those devices at me in the car when I was on Route 83. And the thing is that these people out here, and that's why I was saying the program before that it was on, was explaining how they use mind control, all these different types of things. And this ties into what the other broadcaster was talking about. Because, again, you know, they have high-tech levels of things that they use. They have frequency guns, which, you know, produce the microwave, different sound effects. They, like in your case, they put something on your steering wheel, you know, to cause you to have, you know, burns and lesions and things. And it's this dirty business, you know. It's just really dirty. I didn't want to stop you, but I wanted to emphasize the importance for people to know their tax dollars, the dollars you pay for your home, and you complain about the prices of gas and oil and everything else, is going to them developing this technology that they use against us. Bruce, you want to continue?
Well, so anyway, my future wife began treating him just for humanitarian reasons. I mean, she really didn't see the significance of this guy at the time. She had been studying 9/11, and that's why Brian Quigg thought that we would like each other, or have common interests, because she'd been studying 9/11 in her spare time, and you know, here was this conspiracy to bring down the Oklahoma City building. So she thought, well, this is maybe there's more to this than meets the eye. And even I had to admit that this guy, as we began to see who he was, he went back a long time. Now, here's how this worked. If you want to look at the stories online, I wrote two stories about this, which are much more detailed, but in mind control forums, you can find them. I can give you the sightings because they're pretty darn good. I'll tell you that later. So this guy, Mike Gadbaugh, was McVeigh's roommate. But after the Vietnam War, he hurt his head. He'd gotten hit on the head by a shell casing on this destroyer, the USS Rowan, which was off Vietnam, and gave him severe headaches. So after the war, he went to a psychologist in Minnesota where he lived and asked for some help. And she said, well, I can put you in a program. I may have mentioned this last time, but it's quite devastating. He agreed to go into this three-month program, this experimental program at the University of Minnesota. As I said, it was run by Dr. Jolyon West, the infamous CIA psychiatrist. And there were about seven other people involved, and it was done at the animal laboratory at the University of Minnesota over 3 months. They were kept there. They were not allowed to talk with each other. And as I said, I have a videotape here of him suffering his first grand mal seizure. They've been giving him ketamine, which is a dissociative drug. They've been giving him the flashing light, the harsh strobe light images with horrible, violent scenes on the screen, so that he had a seizure and it became a housebound seizure disorder, according to Veterans Administration, because of this horrible experiment they did on him. This is back in 1981. So he'd been a subject of the VA, CIA for many, many years before McVeigh ever came into the picture. This poor guy, I asked him at one point, how did you meet Timothy McVeigh? And he said, I met him through the Disabled American Veterans here in Kingman, which is a part of the Veterans Administration. The VA introduced us. Oh, they introduced you to Timothy McVeigh? Yeah, the guy, the VA guy, Tom so-and-so, I said my story, he introduced us. McVeigh was doing odd jobs for him here in Kingman. Oh, and you moved in with him. How'd you happen to move in to McVeigh's house with him? I don't quite understand that. I don't know why I did that, but I did. And we moved in. We were roommates. So I said, did you ever see anybody here named Andrea Strassmeyer here at this house? Yes, I did. One day McVeigh drove in. And he had Strassmeyer in the car with him, and McVeigh had a box of kittens that he found out in Golden Valley someplace, and he brought the kittens in and asked me if I wanted one, and he was getting rid of these kittens, and Strassmeyer was with him. And he said Richard Guthrie was here too, and he named some other people who were, part of this whole Oklahoma City thing. That's right there, that's important, because Strassmeyer claimed that he didn't know McVeigh, that he just met him at a gun show. But here, Gadbaugh was saying that, yeah, they were pretty close friends. So just before the bombing, McVeigh called Strassmeyer at Elohim City, wasn't able to reach him. And he also called Dave Holloway at Kirk Lyons' office. How do we know this? Well, we know it because this crazy Israeli group in Montgomery, Alabama, called the Southern Poverty Law Center, run by this Morris Dees, he bragged that he had been, his agents had been close to McVeigh for 2 years before the bombing. And it was Morris Dees and the Southern Poverty Law Center that revealed that McVeigh was using a telephone calling card issued by the Spotlight newspaper. And he used this calling card to call Strassmeyer at Elohim City. And he also used the calling card to call Dave Holloway, the CIA, FBI guy working for Kirk Lyons. He asked Holloway, I want to rent a Ryder truck. I don't have a credit card. So Holloway says that he told McVeigh, well, if you go to an army base, you can rent Ryder trucks without credit cards, because that's what they do for the soldiers. And you're a veteran. So, he did. He went to that one in Kansas near Fort Riley and rented the Ryder truck. Now, I don't believe that Timothy McVeigh blew up the Murrah Federal Building. You know, I don't believe it was possible. And you know, General Ben Parton, who was also financed by Alex Magnus, said, "Well, it's definitely not. Those columns were all cut inside by cutter charges, by shape charges. You know, plastic explosive. Because you couldn't blow those columns way deep in the building by a fertilizer bomb out in the street. It's impossible because the decay of the explosive force is so rapid. As you get a little bit farther away from the explosion, the explosive loses its power. It's not a real bomb. You know, this is a fake idea that these two guys, Nichols and McVeigh, could mix up ammonium nitrate and fuel oil and make a devastating bomb in some barrels. This is not a possibility, totally impossible. And even if they could do it, you know, however many tons and tons and tons of fertilizer they used, they couldn't get the explosive force because they were in plastic barrels inside a flimsy Ryder truck. So anyway, Nichols, as you probably heard, convicted, you know, sentenced to life, maybe facing death. He's finally come out and keeps trying to tell that McVeigh was controlled by the FBI executive named Larry Potts. And that was McVeigh's control. So Larry Potts, the guy who ran the Ruby Ridge massacre, he ran the Waco massacre for the FBI, was also, according to Terry Nichols, the man who ran Timothy McVeigh and the bombing. But you know, the bombing was conducted by special forces. It was done by real professional demolition guys like Bo Greitz. You know, Bo Greitz was a demolitions guy. He was a saboteur in the Green Berets, special forces. He brags about how many people he's killed, and he's quite an explosives expert. He was seen in the parking lot of the Murrah building in the couple of days before the bombing, examining blueprints. I mean, there are 11 witnesses saying that Greitz was seen in the parking lot examining the building. So Greitz's mission, Greitz was after me. He was determined to destroy me. And then I, in turn, destroyed Bo Greitz with several articles I wrote about him. But Greitz's mission was to destroy the militia movement because Greitz is a CIA whore. He's always been one, and a killer, although he may have exaggerated greatly the number of people he's killed. Anyway,
Did you ever at this point suspect from what you were being told that I had another guest on my show, this former CIA agent went undercover that worked directly with Timothy McVeigh. His name was John Gary Peeler. And basically he said that Timothy McVeigh was with the CIA, and I just wanted to know what you thought of that.
Well, Timothy McVeigh's sister, Jennifer, read a letter from Timothy McVeigh to her in court. And in the letter, McVeigh, you know, the legend is that McVeigh, after he got the Bronze Star from his work over in Iraq in Desert Storm, for murdering Iraqis. I mean, he really did do this. He got the Bronze Star for, you know, there was that horrible scandal when the surrendering Iraqis in the trenches were trying to surrender, and a Bradley vehicle with a mine plow on the front would go alongside the trenches and cover up the people and bury them alive as they were trying to surrender. This was on television. They admitted it. The Army admitted doing it. They thought it was quite neat. But Timothy McVeigh was in a Bradley following, and manning a 50-caliber machine gun. And if any Iraqi tried to get out of the trench before getting buried alive, McVeigh shot him back into the trench, and that's how he got the Bronze Star. And I talked to a guy that was my horseshoer in Oregon, was with him, and did the same thing. He was shooting the people got back into the trenches.
And they would roll them over alive and leave them in these trenches buried
alive. Very less. 4,000, at least 4,000 people were killed this way. It's horrible, horrible way. So that's what McVeigh was. He was a stone killer. So then he came back to the United States and tried to get into his beloved Special Forces, CIA. But the legend is that he had a brand new pair of combat boots during his selection course, and he got a blister, and he couldn't complete the selection course, and he washed out. And he was supposedly heartbroken. No, not true. According to his sister, she read a letter from him to her in court in Oklahoma City, and he said, look, you know, I'm in the outfit. I'm in Special Forces, and it's likely, they tell us, it's likely that I'll be having to break the law, you know, and I'm probably going against drug dealers. He had no idea. He was going to be going against the militia.
I have to stop you again. We're going to break, and we'll be right back. Boy, my God, this is a really interesting report. We'll be right back, 800-313-9443, with John Alstaffer and my guest, Bruce Campbell.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, we're back, and welcome to Late Night with Deanne on RBN Live. We're going up to the last few minutes of the first hour, and we're with our special guest, Bruce Campbell, and we're talking about the roommate of Timmy D. McVeigh. Now, folks, we're going to continue this on because the whole issue is this. Again, you pay a dollar for your taxes, for your home, your various things that you eat, services and things, and then the government divvies up the pile of money you give them, and they put it to special needs that they need in the government, protective services or whatever you want to call it. So anyway, these conspiracies that we're hearing seem to be being paid directly from us. Are you happy and good with this? We have two huge building structures, and actually more than that, that have gone down, have been burned down to the ground. Terrorism, everything else you can think of bump at the night is being misappropriated through money that our government has that comes out of your pocket. Now, I am going to also say here, too, there is enough evidence, and again, I say enough is enough, enough evidence that they should have opened up Oklahoma City. They should have investigated. I mean, there's clear, defined information here, and with numbers that other people have had in my broadcast, on my broadcast over the years, since right after September 11th, inclusive of now Attorney Jesse Trudeau. He is finding out and citing that there was a conspiracy with the DOJ concerning his brother Keith's murder. His murder. And there has not been any investigation. And any time anyone brings these things up, no matter what it is, it's gagged up, covered up. And then the parties involved get attacked, viciously attacked, by people that have clout within these government agencies that use their little wheels to spin stories and add spooks and harm individuals that only want to get the facts out, to get the corruption out of the government, which is from inside out. Now, I'm going to ask John if he has any questions of Bruce, and then we're going to continue back at the beginning of the second hour. John, did you want to say something here?
Well, it's just obvious. If anybody's paying attention out there at all, it's like take the presidential election. They say it costs millions of dollars, and you see these ads come on, oh, elect me, elect me, elect me, and you know, they say it's millions and millions of dollars. But look at what's going on television and radio today. You're seeing constant ads on the DWI drinking. You're seeing constant ads of, my son and daughter are thinking about joining the National Guard, and they tell an immediate lie. They would help abroad when the National Guard is supposed to help within home. And there's other things that are advertised, and they're constant. If you count them in a daily time schedule, it's probably in the range of 50 times a day. It's more than the presidential election. And so here's millions and millions of dollars supposedly being spent on these mind control things of what they want you to see and hear and understand. It's like Social Security had all these senators just vote to pass it, that they're going to have Social Security for illegal immigrants, when a few years ago they've already built the Social Security office in Mexico City, Mexico. I mean,
I'll explain towards the end of the broadcast, because I got an interesting email on that, on Social Security. It's going on in Mexico right now. And I'll explain what they're doing. See, the whole thing, everything they do, is a reason behind it. And the thing is, the reason why I get under attack all the time, which they're doing right now, their family members and things from Hinsdale Police Department and those involved out here, it's because I want the people to know what's going on from inside and out, the corruption. Because eventually it's going to take them out as well. We'll be back after this station announcement at the beginning of the second hour of the Deanne Burley Show. And if you want to call in, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people